Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 2nd, 2026. And this is the second question to yesterday, Gray's question, which is very, very important about emotions. And he asked what the real enemy was of us. And I taught him, hopefully, that it has to do with emotions. And he follows up in the same email with this. I am an emotionally weak and fragile person. What do I do with my emotions that are constantly telling me to do what they tell me to do? And then he puts in parentheses, to hate, to be selfish, to be prideful, end of the brackets there. I can only do, he says, so much, and then I can't do any more. What do I do to control my emotions? Well, this is a very good question, and I hope I'm able to answer it in a way that helps you. You have to have an overall point of view about your life and you. You can't just sit there day in and day out reacting, acting, reacting to whatever your emotions are dictating. You've got to ask yourself, what am I doing? Where do these come from? Why is it that everybody has them? Why do we clash emotion to emotion? We have people in our life we like and ones that we don't like, ones that help us, ones that don't help. We have all sorts of stuff going on within us at all times emotionally. And you are a slave to your emotions. If somebody puts you to the test and says, why do you feel the way you do? You won't know really why, Gray. You won't. You will only come up with an alibi, an excuse, some kind of assumption, presumption that your brain invented. Well, they said this to me and they said that to me and la, la, la. And, your emotions are what make you weak and you're susceptible to them because they appeal to the nature of your humanness. The reason emotions are so hard to watch and observe is the human being is based in self-preservation, and that is all. Nothing more, nothing noble, nothing beautiful, nothing spiritual, just self-preservation. And once you understand that and you can get what that means, the self-preservation part, you will start to realize that your real enemy is what you feel all the time and what your human heart dictates to you as far as what is moral, what is right, what is wrong. And as long as you go along with that, you don't question it, you don't look at it, you say you are emotionally weak. I believe you. I know a lot of people who are. They just, whatever their emotions dictate to them, it's their selfishness. It's their spiritual neuropathy. They can't move. They can't walk the path at all. They just can't do it. And the reason is because the emotions make us selfish and go into self-preservation to such a degree that we can't stick our head out of our butts. We just can't do it. If you ever wonder why this whole narcissistic government we have is going on the way it is, and it's because our society is narcissistic. The government we have is the government we deserve, and it is all based in the idea of what we emotionally don't want to look at. We don't want to see what our emotions are doing to our life. We just don't want to see it. We want to pretend like they they're wonderful and they do wonderful things and they show us what they don't. They don't. They show us our genealogy, our genetics. And if you've ever wondered why certain people are prejudiced about various things in this world, from human beings to why they even like tea or soup, something like that, it's all emotional. It is all. And it comes from a place in us that we never discover. If we do discover it, then we have to consider the idea of changing things, doing things differently. And it is just easier to follow the dictates of my emotionality than it is to, so to speak, challenge it and start looking at it from another point of view. But we don't do that. We just don't do that because we want easy peasy. That's all we want, something easy. It's so much easier just to follow suit with my emotionality. The first instinct I have, the first impulse I feel, just to follow it. Oh, what the hell? That's our attitude. What the hell? I'm going to do it. I have a saying to my attendees when they come. Yeah, Greg, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway. They know it's wrong, or they know it's against their practice. They know it's against the state of love that deeply lives within them. They know, but they're going to do whatever they're going to do anyway because they're emotionally susceptible to the evil of the human heart, which is my ego. So what do you do when something is so close to the human heart? It becomes benign. It just, everything that we are questioning, you know, we live benign. We don't really live in any purposeful living because we're so busy in our evil, doing the things that we want to be doing that we think will get us what we want, which is nothing more than gratification and self-righteousness. And self-righteousness trumps anything in our inner being that would allude to love, kindness, forgiveness, mercy, which is the biggest one. We have no mercy for our life. We have no mercy for other people. Sometimes the best thing you can do for people is just not do for people. Sometimes the best speech is silence. Sometimes the best advice is no advice. Look within you. So, Gray, if you are what you say you are, you can only do so much. It is only because your emotions dictate that. And you have to ask yourself, what else can I do? Can I go beyond what my emotions dictate? Can I? You could. You actually could. But will you? That's something else. That's something you have to decide on the inside of yourself. What is going to be the structure of the rest of your life? And what consequences are you going to be willing to face in doing anything you do emotionally? There are going to be consequences. And most of our life is spent in nothing but going from one consequence to another. And we think life is doing that. That's not what life is doing. Life is showing me my disregard for my soul and my heart, my true heart. And that lives beyond the speculations and assumptions and selfishness of the Gregory Edward Penn emotionality. You have to decide how far you want to go in your life and what you want to do with the meaning of your life. If you want this meaning, if you truly want it, you'll have to give up what you believe in, what you think, what you want, what others tell you. You have to give up the easy peasy modality of just falling suit with your impulses and start to realize there is something more to you. You have to find your ilk, the inner ilk, to awaken, to not go to sleep, as it were, to find the substance and the meaning of a life, a true life, a life, as I put it in the Gibran series, a life worth living, a life worth loving. Socrates talked about it. Gibran talked about it. Jesus talked about it. Buddha talked about it. It's all there. It's all there. I just have to hear it, understand it, move with it, and be alert. Above all, be alert. Gray, thank you for your kindness and all of your beautiful questions. And may this all serve you well. And thank you all for listening. I'll be back in the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.